Well, I did it again. I threw caution and best intentions to the wind and bought a new shrub after swearing that this year I was going to care only for what I already had in the ground and no more. But it was a lovely mid-March day that just shouted out springtime. And this flowering quince was so perfectly pruned and ready for the ride home that I couldn't resist. Of course, the major selling point was the bright scarlet blossoms that outlined the branches, looking for all the world like mid-sized roses set off by shiny green leaves. After a winter of drought and drear, I deserved a gift to herald a new growing season. After all, hyacinths and daffodils were in full bloom at my place, and perhaps this year we'd have an earlier, easier spring, filled with gentle rains and buds and blooms, tra-la. 2 days after I got the quince home, I moved it inside to protect it from a brief spate of freezing rain that turned to snow as temperatures plummeted to the low teens. It's now become a houseplant, waiting out a typical Western Kansas week in the maddening month of March. So far, it seems to be enjoying its new surroundings, avoiding the hot air from the furnace vents, drinking in a daily water spritz, and snuggling up to the leftover poinsettias. When I do set it into its outdoor home, I'll need to consider a couple of things to ensure a successful future. I'll need to make sure it has adequate iron in its diet on an annual basis to keep the green leaves and the bright blossoms thriving. Quince prefers a neutral to acidic soil, so putting it into our alkaline prairie will take a toll on its health if it doesn't get a vitamin pill every spring or fall. It also will need pruning after the spring flowers fade. Next year's blooms will form on wood that grows during the summer months. If you trim and prune in the fall, you'll be cutting away the growth needed for next year's blossoms. When pruning, remove approximately one-third of the wood, including the oldest branches and any weak growth, down to the ground level. And if rabbits are a part of your landscape, be sure to protect your quince during the winter to keep the critters from doing unwanted pruning of their own. Another thing to consider when looking for the right placement of quince is the prickly thorns that form on its somewhat tangled branches. This makes it a good plant for borders, barriers, and hedges, but maybe not so nice for a walkway or a children's play area. Quince is one of the earliest flowering shrubs, bringing a breath of springtime when many of us need it the most. Blossom colors vary from red to orange to pink, and my new acquisition is called a double, as it has twice the size of bloom. Also in the quince plus column is the fact that they produce small apple-like fruits that can be used to make jellies. And this fruit-bearing quality will also attract birds to your garden. On the minus side is the fact that quince falls into the cedar apple rust syndrome, being a part of that biannual cycle of hosting rust spores 1 year and passing them on to eastern red cedars the next. I was well aware of this negative when I brought home my latest acquisition, but judging from past experience with cedars and apples growing fairly close together and still surviving fairly well, I'll risk it for the early burst of color that is glorious payback at the end of a long winter.